You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. Happy Thursday to you. I have my man Mark Narducci here. We want to talk to y'all about last night's game. The 76ers upset the Toronto Raptors 94-89. That's right, they beat them 94-89 to snap a 14-game series losing streak to the Raptors, who are the second-best team in the Eastern Conference. Mark, what did you see?
Well, what I saw, Keith, was a Toronto team that's averaging 111 points on the season, shoot just 34 for 86 from the field, 6 for 24 from beyond the arc. It was a great defensive effort by the 76ers.
Great defensive effort. But the thing is, you know, we talk about them all the time. It's starting to become, oh, my God, are they going to talk about Joel Embiid again? But you can't stop talking about him. I mean, Mark, here's a guy who had 26 points. You know, he had 9 rebounds. He had 2 blocks, 2 assists, 1 steal. And the thing about it is, he scored 4 points, the final 4 points, and then had a clutch block shot.
Yeah, he did it all. And to me, the impressive thing was 12 for 14 from the foul line. We talked about in the Milwaukee win, he got to the foul line 18 times. He's making his free throws this year, Keith. We talked about it before. He's shooting close to 80% from the foul line. So he's just doing everything. And it seems that the more pressure that comes in the game, he seems to revel in it. He was actually doing a little cheerleading, too. He was asking the fans to give a little bit more at Wells Fargo Center. And I'll tell you what, Keith, and you're here all the time, this crowd of 17,223, there was a lot of juice in that building. It really, a lot of excitement in that game.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And the funny thing it is, and it's, I've never seen anything like this before, when you have a guy who, when he's at the foul line, he's asking the crowd to cheer. I mean, if they're quiet, he stops and, like, raises his arms, like, bring it up louder, and everyone goes crazy. And it's funny, when that was happening, you're looking over at the Raptors bench, and there one guy's like, what is he doing? Is he crazy? You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, it's unorthodox, but at the same time, it's effective, and he feeds off the crowd, and the people in Philadelphia love him because of that.
And after the game, he was telling us in the locker room that I like to get into it with the fans, and he really does. And even when he's on the bench, he doesn't sit on the bench. He sits on the floor. Mm-hmm. He's always engaging in the fans there. He's a guy, Keith, that he's getting to the point, he's one of these athletes where you can't take your eyes off him because of just, you know, what he might do here. And Dwayne Casey said after the game what a handful he was, and he said, and the tough thing is, we know we're going to have to deal with this guy for a long time.
Yeah. And now let me ask you this, though. So here they go. They beat the Raptors, the second-best team in the East. They beat the Milwaukee Bucks, a playoff team. They beat the Charlotte Hornets, another playoff team. Now, they did lose to Washington without Embiid.
Right.
But is this team for real in your eyes?
I think we have to see more of it and everything. But I think that, you know, 7-3 in their last 10, they're a lot more confident team. And I think that you and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, as far-fetched as the postseason seemed back then, and it's still going to be very tough for that to happen, it's not as far-fetched right now. You want to see a longer sample of this, but they're certainly tracking in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Tracking. And the funny thing is, Brett Brown before the game said that, you know, he feels like his team is 5 years away to being where the Raptors, you know, are at this, you know, right now. Embiid said, oh, no, it's going to be quicker than that. And he pointed out that Ben Simmons isn't playing. You know, like Jahlil Okafor is a good guy who can't get minutes right now. I mean, he's saying that we have some quality players who aren't playing. And I believe that we'll be there a whole lot quicker than people think.
I I would agree with that. Brett is being conservative, and I can see that. He's a coach and everything. Five seems like a long time. I think that everyone would expect them, if they didn't this year, to get to the playoffs next year, to get used to it. And maybe the year after that, depending on the pieces, and we've talked before about possibly bringing in another veteran to the team. This will be an interesting team, barring the fact if it can stay healthy.
Yeah. One thing I want to do, and well, here, they have another good game coming up. That's going to be against the Portland Trailblazers. But, you know, I also think that that should be a game that fans would really like to see, because Evan Turner's coming home. But, you know, not home, but, you know, he's coming back to Philadelphia to play the Sixers. So, look, y'all, if y'all really, I mean, really want to see this game, I suggest that you go to SeatGeek to get your tickets. Why? Because SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the basketball games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in the arena for the biggest plays of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get a guaranteed seat you want for a great value. Now, let me tell y'all one thing about this, though. Like, if you're trying to go out there and get a ticket, I think that you should try to get some money. So, like, you know, get a little money back. Now, here's what you do to get a $20 rebate on tickets. Download the SeatGeek app, right? So, it's a capital S-E-A-T, capital G-E-E-K. Download that app. Go to the settings tab and click add a promo code. Enter the promo code LO Sixers, like capital L, capital O, capital S, and Sixers, two different words, and then SeatGeek will send you a $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. So I'm telling you, for Friday night's game, you need to go there so you can get that ticket. But let's talk about that game now. Let's talk about Evan Turner coming back. Let's talk about the Portland Trailblazers, and see how they match up against the Sixers.
Well, I'll tell you, when you think of Portland, you think of the backcourt. You know, one of the best around with Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum. And by the way, McCollum is a guy, didn't have the greatest first year, is a guy that shows that, you know, maybe it doesn't happen right away, but right now he's become a very, very effective off guard. Now, they have trouble in the front court, but I think as a back court, it could be maybe one of the top five in the NBA, Keith.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's still young, but, yeah, it can be, you know. And the thing is, you know, these, like I said, they're young. These guys are going to be in the league for a while. You know, if they nowadays, it's funny, in the NBA, guys typically go to greener pastures, or they go where they can make a whole lot more money. But when you look at that team, it should be structured to keep them around for years to come. So that's what's going to be clutch and key. Now, also, Evan Turner, you know what I mean, coming off the bench, he's a solid player for them as well. Now, Portland hasn't been playing as well as people expected, but I also think last year they came out of nowhere. Everybody thought they were going to be like stone cold rebuilding, and they played a little bit better than people thought. So I think this year they took a little step back. So there are certain people saying, oh my gosh, what are they doing out there in Portland? But yeah, they are a pretty good ball club.
You know, we talked about Lillard and McCollum. They're averaging between them about 50 a game. And we saw that with the Raptors tonight, the Raptors on Wednesday night, when Kyle Lowry and DeRozan were also averaging about 50 a game. It's a great formula and all, but the problem is when your guards aren't on and shooting, it's also a little bit risky, too, if you don't have the front court depth, which I don't think either team has.
Yeah, you're right. You're risky, and that's the thing. That's the thing that you give up. I mean, you know, you got, like you said that beforehand.
Yeah.
If your guards aren't scoring, and they did come back and score, but, like, early on, you know, they were in a hole because they weren't effective. But, you know, the thing is, that's the thing, the catch-22, like, the Sixers guards are good complementary players right now. You know what I mean? T.J. McConnell comes at it. He's feisty. You know, let's face it, people can say what they want, but Kyle Lowry was 5-for-13. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. People can say what they want. And you can always say, like, okay, this guy shot bad. Well, Isaiah Thomas shot bad. You know what I mean? So it just seems like the only guard who was really effective against T.J. McConnell was Washington. What's his name?
John Wall.
Yeah, John Wall. Man, dang, I forgot. But anyway, John Wall was the only one who could do that in this stretch.
And John Wall's an... You know, yeah, John Wall's one of the best point guards in the NBA.
Yeah, he's one of the best point guards in the NBA. But what I'm saying is, like, if you can't keep saying it's a fluke, you can't keep saying guys are having off shooting nights if four out of the last five had an off shooting night.
Well, here's the thing I say about McConnell, Keith. I think what he has shown us, even if Ben Simmons comes back and takes over as a point guard, as everyone expected, I think McConnell has shown that he can be a rotation player and give them good minutes, not mm-hmm. you know, and because, as you said, he steps it up defensively and he's really added a lot. So I think he is a guy that has benefited greatly from this extended playing time.
You're exactly right. But look, Mark, I really appreciate you joining the show. And hey, y'all, I'll be back with you guys on Friday to talk about some more stuff that's happening with the Sixers and just give you some, you know, more updated stuff for that night's game. Thank you and have a great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.